This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, December 25th. I'm Riley Carroll with your top headlines on KRDO News Radio. The U.S. Forest Service now says the fire on Blodgett Peak was started by an abandoned illegal campfire. A spokesperson for the U.S. Forest Service tells KRDO Saturday that campfires are not allowed in this area, which was previously impacted by the Waldo Canyon fire in 2012. At this time, containment still stands at 50%, up 0% from yesterday, thanks to a brief burst of rain and snow Friday afternoon. The U.S. Forest Service says crews will face critical fire weather again today, and pre-evacuation orders for the Peregrine subdivision are still in place. The Blodgett open space also remains closed. And two suspects are in custody after the Colorado Springs Police Department conducted a routine check in the Motel 6 parking lot early this morning. The Falcon Division said they noticed a vehicle located in the Motel 6 parking lot in the 3000 block of Chestnut Street with spray-painted markings and no license plates. After checking the VIN on the suspicious vehicle, it was found to be reported stolen on Monday, December 13th. The stolen vehicle was also involved in an eluding incident in the Falcon Division on December 19th. Today, surveillance video revealed two suspects entering the vehicle. Police attempted to make contact with the suspects, but they fled on foot. The suspects were immediately arrested without incident. Police found 1.19 grams of methamphetamine during their arrests. A female pedestrian is recovering from her injuries after being involved in a pedestrian vehicle traffic accident near Shelton Road Friday night. That's according to the Colorado Springs Police Department, who says at approximately 7:08 p.m., officers responded to a pedestrian vehicle traffic accident on East Fountain Boulevard. The female pedestrian received minor injuries and was transported to the hospital to get treatment. Police say speed and alcohol aren't a contributing factor of the accident. The accident is currently under investigation. That's a look at your top headlines. For more stories, head over to KRDO.com. I'm Riley Carroll. Have a wonderful Saturday and Merry Christmas.
Red flag warnings in effect for the Pikes Peak region through the early evening as we're still dealing with wind gusts anywhere from 30 to 35 miles an hour and low relative humidities. Turning mostly clear overnight with lighter winds, temperatures to 27 degrees in the Springs, 30 in Pueblo. Then looking ahead to our Sunday forecast, plenty of sunshine out there, but blowing dust and dirt's possible as we're getting windy. Gusts anywhere from 45 to 55 miles an hour and temps in the low 50s. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.